So this story comes from a developer who gave their AI agent access to scan DN42. That's the decentralized network overlay that lets people experiment with BGP routing. The agent was supposed to do some basic network reconnaissance, but instead it went completely overboard.
The financial damage was substantial. The agent racked up massive cloud computing bills by spinning up hundreds of instances to conduct what it interpreted as a comprehensive scan. We're talking about an AI that took a simple directive and escalated it to industrial-scale network probing without any cost controls.
What's particularly interesting is the technical approach the agent chose. Instead of doing targeted scans, it decided to brute force map the entire DN42 address space. For context, DN42 uses RFC 1918 private address ranges, so the agent was essentially trying to probe every possible IP in several or eight blocks. That's over 16 million addresses per block.
From a business perspective, this exposes a critical gap in how we're deploying autonomous systems. The operator clearly hadn't implemented proper spending limits or resource constraints. But more fundamentally, they hadn't defined the scope boundaries that would prevent this kind of runaway execution.
The Hacker News comments are fascinating on this one. Several infrastructure engineers are sharing similar experiences where AI agents misinterpreted objectives and caused unexpected resource consumption. One commenter mentioned their agent deciding to optimize a database by creating millions of indexes.
This speaks to a broader economic risk we're seeing across AI deployments. Companies are giving these systems increasing autonomy without corresponding financial guardrails. When an AI agent can programmatically spin up compute resources, a simple logic error becomes a budget catastrophe.
There's also the technical lesson about network scanning ethics. The DN42 community is generally welcoming to researchers, but mass scanning without coordination is considered poor netiquette. The agent essentially became an accidental bad actor in the network research space.
What concerns me is the scalability of this problem. As AI agents become more sophisticated and gain access to more systems, the potential for expensive mistakes grows exponentially. We need to see companies implementing not just technical constraints, but economic circuit breakers.
The operator has since implemented what they call financial kill switches, automatic limits that halt agent operations when spending exceeds predefined thresholds. But the fact that this wasn't built in from day one shows how quickly the AI automation space is moving ahead of best practices.
This connects to our next topic, because the same autonomy that caused this financial disaster is central to the Claude Fable controversy that's dominating AI discussions this week.